Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm really over all the sadness. I'm not saying we don't need to take time to grieve, of course. But just the whole, it's almost like people capitalize off the sadness now. It's a thing. It's weird.
Capitalize off of anything, but that's wild.
It's like, weird. That's
weird. The type of negativity that they capitalize off of, I think is wild.
I just want to embody love. And, you know, if it's not love and, you know, trying to move forward in harmony, attempting to do that.
Please.
I'm cool on it. Please. It's good. We're good. We're great.
Please.
And another thing I learned, I don't want to date anybody in survival mode. I don't want to do that. I want to get completely out of survival mode, and I don't want to attract anyone in survival mode, you know? I don't want to reflect that any longer. I desire soft love. And not that soft love like, oh, we do this. No, not about the doing, about the feeling, about the connection. I truly desire to connect in a healthy way.
Come on, connection.
I don't really need
connection.
Anything.
Come because on, now that I'm connection.
Learning, I can create a beautiful fairy tale land with whomever.
You really can.
Whoever is in front of my face, you I'm really delusional can. Enough. Andrew, you've seen it. I'm delusional.
We are.
Friend,
well,
I'm
a
enough.
Lot of us have been there.
I've been delusional enough to listen. I am in the best situation in my world. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm bouncing around like Pegasus on clouds or something. Like, it's great up here. It's pink clouds too.
Period.
And bubbles. And it smells like vanilla, honey, cinnamon, and a little bit of rose. You know, it just feels good up here. But meanwhile, it's like y'all looking at me in a snow globe while watching somebody else shake it, and you telling me, yo, you need to wake up, stop. And I'm like, no, you're not finna ruin my snow globe.
Period.
And it's really like somebody just sitting there manipulating chaos in my life. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even real. I'm thinking like, oh, this is pink. No, you just really created a reality that you boxed yourself in, because it's not even real. It's an illusion.
But what's good about that, like you said, you create that reality. But what is great about that? You can always place a motherfucker in that position.
That's what the superpower is for
you. You got the power to do that. Yes, it's your reality. And yes, you can live in, at the moment, like delusion, because
like
we all
know
that. But I'm going to call it a fairy tale. And I love that, because these are real. I believe in them. Yes. And you create your own reality. You create that fairy tale that you want. And you can place whatever person you want to place in that reality. You have the power of that. And power to do that. And if that person does not fit,
adjust.
Period. Replace
them. Adjust. It's like Lego.
Replace
them. Friend, it's like Lego. Friend,
that's how I feel about it.
It's like Legos. You just, hey, break them down, build them up.
You can really do it. You got the power to create that. You have the power to create your reality. You have the power to bring pleasure to your life outside of the circumstances that we are given and the shit that we already have to deal with internally. Your own space, you have that power.
And that's the beauty when you like understand. It's like coming into awareness of that, and then after coming into awareness, the actual integration. And I think that's what the midpoint of our 30s have been. We knew it, we felt it, but now it's actually the integration of your whole being, feeling it, and now you're beginning to align because you didn't settle. You're aligning with those areas of peace and safety that you have said you wanted. It's not a fear that you're projecting anymore.
Love that for me.
You're actually present inside yourself. Like, you know, like,
love that for me. And you know, and then it's so crazy, because I how I phrased it earlier, how I said fairy tale. No, it's reality for me now.
And you manifested. Period. You brought it into fruition.
It's reality. And I'm living a fairy tale because I did not settle.
You did the work.
And still continuing to do the work.
You are one of my friends, like I said, with another friend that I'm talking about is just very, really adamant and plain of how you're not afraid to take a step back and take time to yourself, no matter how long that might take.
Oh, yeah.
And be in that dark. You're not afraid of the darkness. You know what I'm saying?
At all. Embrace that shit.
Exactly. And as you...
It's always going to be there.
And as you embraced it, once you embraced it, while everybody else is like, hey, come on. You're like, I'll be out when I get ready.
Period.
I'm good right now. It's too light out there.
Too peoply out there.
Right.
Too many energies.
I'm pushing all everything else out. It's just a little dark in here, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know how much light you want to emit. It's like, there's light in there, but we don't see it. You just got it over there in your corner because you don't need a big light everywhere because you're not everywhere in the house.
Girl.
You're not a consumer. Yeah. You got so many different ways with that. Like, you're not a consumer of energy, I would say, for sure.
I love that.
You don't need other people's energy to have a time or to embrace yourself or to distract yourself. You don't need anybody's energy.
Girl.
And I think that cracking point that happens with us, like I said, is with family. Once you go through that trend, like, have you ever met someone that, and don't get me wrong, because there are great families. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. There are amazing families and amazing family dynamics. And we're going to talk about that as well. But sometimes in families, it cracks you so much to where that hurts you so bad that it's like the tears of a phoenix. You just go up in embers and then you rise from those ashes because you create a whole different life because you had to. It starts from there because that was your genesis of everything, of your morals, of your values, of who you were, of who you were supposed to be. But as soon as you get friction with family, that's going to test them shackles on your feet so you could dance on me.
Get them feet to
me. On me. Because once you come outside in the outside world, you know there is no safety net here. Mm. But then you realize and make the correlation, oh my gosh, there was never a safety net there. It was all a lie. That is not safe. That's not okay. What? You're not perfect. And then you become, you get into that integration of humanizing and understanding, and it's heartbreaking. It's grieving. It's death.
It's all the things.
But it's beautiful because you come into this mentality, this mindset, this frequency that consistently elevates your ascension within yourself.
And then I'm going to the top. And I want all my people with me. We going to the top. No matter how we get there, no matter what that looks like, respectfully.
Sir, love.
And the journey really is continuous. So it really just be going, you know. I feel like, you know, being able to embrace the darkness sometimes, I feel like you're able to better manage it. You have a better handle on this is how this is making me feel. Okay, what can I do to combat this feeling?
Yeah, emotional regulation and emotional capacity. It's teaching you to have emotional capacity to go to have those difficult situations, but to be able to emotionally regulate yourself and ground yourself in those situations so that your emotion isn't leading the way. And the emotion is that little person that wasn't safe. Mm. When you go ham, it's little Sandra. When she had to. And guess what? At that moment,
indeed,
that's when you were in survival's mode, you know? That's you switching to survival's mode. When you're survival's mode, your brain is in a whole different thinking capacity. You know, it's this, that. When I have my little temper tantrums, that's a little pagan, like, oh, what?
Girl.
You what? Oh, back. Hey, watch this.
No.
You know, and you already did it. I already did it.
No.
I already did it. I don't care. I'll be proud about it too. Crazy.
Big in the chest.
Crazy.
I'm big in the chest.
Crazy, bro. Like, that just be crazy. That'd be Lil Peggy. Like, yeah, I got them back. And it's just like, for what? Like, for what? For mainly be what? Work stuff, but it's like, but for what? It's like you're expending your energy.
And that's what
I
be asking you, too. I be trying to figure
you
out.
You say for that. What? For what?
You hit say that just like that.
You be like, for what?
For what?
And I be like, I already thought about all the consequences. I'm cool.
Mm-mm.
All right, friend.
Just you gonna do, because you gonna do what you want to do anyway.
I don't agree.
But we gonna talk about it.
Look, yeah. I don't agree, but.
Yeah, we gonna talk about it. We gonna talk about it.
I still don't bend it. You be like, So what business did you exactly stand on?
Friend, what's going on? Let's figure this out. Was that the best route? No? Okay, so what did we learn from this? Do you feel better? That'd be the wrong question for me.
For me, when you ask me that, that'd be the wrong question. Because when you ask me that, it's a validation question. Do you feel better? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I'd be happy then. It's like, nah, that ain't the right question.
You said what you said, and you did what you did, and you meant it in that moment.
The moment is particular.
In that moment.
And that's how you be knowing me, bro. I was for real. Lil Peggy meant that.
And I now see. That I'm thinking about it, you know, I could have handled it a little differently. Did they deserve what happened? Yes, absolutely. And I was the right one to give it to them. That's really how you be. And I just be like, oh, poor friend. You know what? Not even poor you, because you big and bad. Yes. You did that and stood on business. And I love that for you, friend. I do. But moving forward, we're going to see these are the signs of these types of people. And we're going to refrain from being around and dealing with these types of people so that we do not ever have to bring ourselves back to this space. Lil Pagan is fine where Lil Pagan is.
Yeah, leave her there.
Please.
Leave her there. Let her
please. She we tired. Want to keep moving forward. Growth. Growth is the continuous goal. It's not without, you know, giving yourself grace in those spaces, which is not giving yourself an excuse.
Either
to back,
it's like holding yourself accountable. Yes, and that's what's crazy, because like that's what I'm learning too, the capacity to have that accountability for myself, because I would get so frustrated that it would just I would shut down, because it was an internal shaming factor that was going on, but it needed to just be translated to this is just you holding yourself accountable and being responsible. Because before I left Houston, before I moved to Atlanta, I ain't gonna lie. I ran from responsibilities. I didn't want to have all those responsibilities. It gave me anxiety. What I learned though, only three people. Can add a fourth one though, but we ain't gonna get into that. It's three people, you know, types of people on earth that absolutely have no accountability and don't have to be responsible. One of them is babies.
Mm.
The other is the sick and disabled.
Mm.
And when I say, you know, mentally, that's all together.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are incarcerated.
Mm.
Or a fourth one, or you're dead, like, you know, but that's not accounted for people, you know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to live, you have to have responsibilities. It never said life came without responsibilities in any religious, spiritual text. Monologues, nothing. Nobody ever said you wouldn't have responsibility. That's actually a requirement for life.
That part.
Like, even the birds and the bees have responsibilities.
Everybody play
and
a part.
Rugrats boys. Like.
Responsibility!
You said it.
Wild.
Said
responsibility. I cannot.
Yeah, so I'm cool with responsibilities now. I ain't trying to be no bum. Yeah. Only people that run from responsibilities and bums.
That's how you feel.
Bums and leeches. Kids. Kids are leeches.
Girl.
That's another story, though.
Girl. You know, when I hear about, and I just feel so proud that I learned about that term, the hobosexual. Because that's exactly what I think about when you say those things.
What?
Yeah.
What things?
When you say leeches, mm-hmm. when you say people that run from their responsibilities, mm-hmm. that's what I feel like. That's what puts me in that headspace of, oh, I know that term. There's a term for that now.
Hobosexuals.
And I don't know if it's always been a term, but yeah. Yeah. You know, the ones that try to sneak move in on you.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that literally run from their responsibilities and expect another person to take care of them.
Yeah. But does that count if you just count on Jesus? Because that's what I was doing my later days. I was depending on him.
But that's not being a leech.
Well, I mean, the definition.
Jesus wants you to be a leech off of Jesus. And
well, not a leech, because I don't use the leech and the hobosexual synonymously.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's different. That's a whole different realm. When you bring your spirituality into it, that's different.
Okay.
I'm talking about people on earth.
Mercy, man.
Using other humans to get by in life.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's bum mentality, like, period. But that's honestly, I feel like that is the structural basis of capitalism.
You know what?
Think about it. Think about it, friend. Is it not?
I'm listening.
Is it not? That is literally, that mindset is the structural basis of capitalism. Like, think about what capitalism was, where it started, where it began, why it started, how it started, how America began. Anything that was created, and I can't say percentages because I don't like to just cap, but a high percentage of everything that was created, and it wasn't created in America. Like, the people that own it, like Tesla, like, you know, it wasn't originally created by the person who owns it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Capitalism. It's all a ploy, a game. I feel like that is literally the beginning of it. Like, I'm going to take your idea. I'm going to take your voice. I'm going to take your music. I'm going to make money,
girl,
off of you and what you've done. And I'm going to lie and scheme and cheat and not give you what you deserve. But I'm going to get paid that and more. Hospitals. All the institutions.
Rich bums.
Exactly. You got Ponzi schemes. You know the little the Ponzi schemes, and it still goes on. All those, like, I'm telling you, people be bums, bro. People think when you say bum, it looks like something. It looks like dilapidated or, you know, homeless. It be some, I'm talking about bad bums out here. Like, I'm talking about, you wouldn't even know. It be people designer down bums. I'm talking about from their head to their toe, every picture they take, bums. It be some bums out here.
I believe it.
That's just how I feel. I feel like that's the pinnacle of capitalism.
I believe it.
Not entrepreneurship. I said capitalism. You're trying to capitalize off of something, anybody, and anything.